Yeah, I mean, you know, being you know, someone that's coming back and trying to help these newcomers really learn, you know, our system. We talk about a culture of effort, you know, the DNA that we kind of have instilled in us, and that's just, you know, building good habits year after year. So whether that's, you know, defensive principles that we talk about or just being able to relate with someone else on the court, you know, that maybe isn't a principle, but just like knowing that person, knowing they'll be there in this spot on this certain play, has been extremely helpful. And obviously, Coach Weber's a fantastic coach, and so are assistant coaches. You know, they're brilliant. So for them to help us at least on the defensive end, especially, you know, that's kind of instilling that in those young guys, and then working on our offensive game too. So
was in a situation knowing, you know.
I definitely agree with what PJ said. He, all the coaches and Coach Webb have do a lot for to try to get us on a defensive mindset. I'm trying to say, and
defensive part of it, because you know, of course, that's our foundation, is defense.
But and I think
his game is pretty good. And
he expects a lot from us, but
we do track stuff in practice.
We just got we honestly, come to practice every day and just work hard and everything. That's all he concerns about.
I look forward. I hope y'all look forward to it too. But
how would you describe the 3-point percentage of the team, free throws and field goal percentage? Being really the biggest key big man coming back to K-State with the recruiting class that you guys brought in, and freshman bigs. How would you define kind of your leadership?
Yeah, definitely. We want
to. I would say very. Trying to be a little more vocal than I was last year, because we definitely had a few seniors from last year who were in that role of being the leaders, and now that they're gone, it's time for the new seniors to step in that role. Me being a key big is just be solid, you know, just rebound, play defense like I. Score inside.
Get before the defense.
Just be solid, you know, and try to just instill the defense principles to the new guys, and just be.
Defensively, how much have you worked on trying to do a better job of staying out of foul trouble and providing more minutes this season by avoiding foul trouble?
I think just being more I think vision is the right word, but I think just being more prepared for what kind of fouls I've been having last year, and just be more just be more prepared for what kind of things that got me in trouble last year, and just trying to just remember what kind of things will cause me getting foul trouble and stuff like that. I think just being more, just being a lot more prepared.
Pearson, how would you describe the chemistry on this team this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you know, go on an Elite Eight run and then a Big 12 championship run, and you have those guys that return, you build such a great rapport with them both on and off the court. You know, Coach does a great job of, you know, having us get out and, you know, be involved in, you know, community service activities. But just in our free time, we pretty much all live in one area in Manhattan, and, you know, just to be able to hang out and, you know, kick it, talk about NBA basketball, different things just outside of our everyday activities, really helps, you know, just getting know these guys better. You know, over these last 5 years, I built relationships. I built basically, you know, a brotherhood for life. And, you know, we really enjoy being around each other, and especially when the season hits and you guys, you know, we're flying together, hotels together, everything. You know, it truly does become, you know, a brother relationship. And so we've done a really good job with that, I feel like.
What are some goals for you personally this season and kind of your role on this team?
Yeah, I mean, goals first and foremost is win. You know, I'm here to help the young guys and to, you know, make sure they're getting involved, and, you know, making sure these guys are being good vocal leaders as well. And, you know, when my time comes on the court, you know, whether that be early, late, you know, I'll be prepared for that. You know, I'll be ready to, you know, kind of pick up anywhere where we need help within a game. And, you know, whether that's at the guard or the forward position, making shots, getting stops, rebounds, or just, you know, getting other people good open shots. That's what I want to do. And, you know, we'll just kind of take it every day from there.